Well, folks, that was today's guests, Dee Brooke, and a medley of their tunes, Who Gets the Kids? As well as this song is about politics, but it's also about girls. We hope you have enjoyed listening in on Dee Brooke's Last Supper. Good luck to them in the future, whatever it may hold. We also hope that you have enjoyed tuning in to our Last Supper for this season. Yes, that's right, season 4 is now all wrapped up, and you'll have to find something else to do with yourself this summer other than baking along with your favorite vegan radio baking program, Let's Get Baked. Here's hoping you have a good one, faithful radio bakers. So until next year, take care. Each episode of Let's Get Baked is created and produced by Matt Dunlap, Dave Ewenson, and Tom Westall at the Allen Street Kitchens in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Original music provided by Brent Randall. For more information, visit our website at www.letsgetbaked.ckdu.ca. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, this is Robin. And welcome to The Rib today on a somewhat beautiful May afternoon. Monday, of course. Today, I have a sit-in guest on the show. Nicole, do you want to say hi?
Hello, this is Nicole sitting in as a guest
today. Okay. And our feature album today, I'm just going to mention, is by J'envoie, which means I send in French.
To send or to see, but in the first person.
Yeah.
So I, yeah.
Okay. And they are from Hull, Quebec. They're an instrumental band. And their members are Oliver Fairfield, Nathan Medima, Pierre-Luc Clement, and Patrick Senegal. They're on the Soul Pont label. And this album was released early in 2008, and even now they're recording a new album and booking more shows. And you, if you want, you can check out their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/J'envoie, which is J-E-N-V-O-I-E.
Don't forget about the apostrophe.
Yeah, but not online. Not online.
All right.
Nice try. Oh, my God. Okay, well, their first song here that I'm going to play is called Factory of Light. Bracket bombardments. So let's check this one out.
Thank you.
So that was the first track off J'envoie's album, which is self-titled, released in early May. Up next, I have something by Tortoise, who's one of my favorite bands ever. And I was really excited when I found out about them last summer, and I went to go see them in Montreal, where I was living at the time. And I bought the tickets, and they came in the mail, like they usually do. And the time that it said the concert started at was, I think, 20 o'clock. And in Vancouver, we don't see 24-hour clocks very often. And I wasn't used to reading the 24-hour clock. So I ended up going to the concert at 10, which was 2 hours late, and dragging one of my friends with me who had paid, like, the last of her food money for the tickets for this concert to see Fortet, who was opening for them. And we were 2 hours late. And like, I remember going up to the bouncer, or one of the people who walk up and down and do things, working at the concert. And I was showing him my ticket and, like, pointing at it. I'm like, where is the band? Is this intermission? And he kind of looked at me and was like, it's over. So I saw the encore, and they played some of my favorite songs. And I'm going to play one of those today, and it's called Seneca. It's from their Standards album. And it's the first song I ever heard of theirs, and it blew my mind. Yeah. So here you go.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, and you're listening to The Rib. What you just heard was Tortoise, and Nicole's asking me, who is in Tortoise? Well, I'll let you know. Dan Bitney plays the bass, guitar, percussion, vibes, marimba, keyboards, baritone, saxophone. John McIntyre is the drummer and synthesizer and guitarist, etc. Jeff Parker plays guitar and bass, and John Herndon plays the drums, vibes, keyboards, and does the sequencing. Doug McCombs, plays the bass and guitar, and that's it. There's only five of them. So let's do another J'envoie feature album from Quebec. This next song is called Recherche. And it, it should be okay.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Sylvia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Okay, welcome back. So, we just heard another track by Jean-Foy, and up next we have something by Neptune. Their album is called Gong Lake, and this is actually Neptune's 20th release overall, but it's their 5th full-length album. They're a band from Massachusetts, and I'm going to read the back of the CD case here, because there's something here. Behold! Neptune, the most harrowingly original band on this planet, or the next. Its three members are equal parts musicians, sculptors, scientists, blacksmiths, electricians, and industrial machinists. Relentlessly inventive, possibly sane. Together, they construct all of their instruments, forging guitars and drums out of circular saw blades, gas tanks, oil drums, bike parts, VCR casings, and miscellany, from the trash. Electronics and even cords and homemade as well. The combined effect is a bizarre post-apocalyptic melange of steel, iron, wire, rust, rivet, knob, and cable. It's lunacy. Arc welded for maximum destruction. Concerts are seizures of motion. Wearing 40-pound guitars. Oh my god. Really? It's like a small child. Wearing 40-pound guitars assembled entirely from scrap metal. The members don't play their instruments. They battle them. Like mechanized golems. Wow. Am I excited. Here. This track is called Red Sea.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. So, that was Neptune from their album Gong Lake. They have a MySpace page, too, if you want to check it out. I want to mention, if you've missed the last couple of shows, there are podcasted shows on CITR.ca under podcasts, and the show, of course, is The Rib. I had Jasper Circus and Ilya Krivosheko come in for an interview a couple weeks ago. They're some local musicians from Kitsilano, and then I had Chad Nantes come in last week, and that was pretty awesome. Great shows, definitely not to be missed. So up next, I'm going to be playing another track from our feature album today, J'envoie, and this track is called Miami Stud. Okay, so Nicole was asking me earlier why a lot of the music I play is instrumental. Or not why, but just like remarking on the fact that a lot of it is instrumental. And I remember talking to Chad last week about this when I was interviewing him, because most of his music is instrumental, and he was going on and on about how the music is better that it's instrumental. And I totally agree with him. The way that I think about it is if you're going to use your voice as another instrument and have it overpower all the other instruments, like a lot of songs, like traditional contemporary songs are, you'd better have something good to say. Or don't say anything at all. Which is why I really love instrumental, if it's good, obviously. But I sort of flock towards instrumental music more. Also because, as Chad said, words are limited. And that's very true. So up next is another instrumental track. It's by Kada, K-A-A-D-A, who's a Norwegian composer. He often writes music for films. I've played some of his music before, and I really liked it. And this is one of his albums that I haven't really heard yet. It's the more recent one. It's recorded and released in 2006. And the album is Music for Movie Bikers from the motion picture. And the track is called No Man's Land.
Thank you.
Okay. I said earlier Chad was going on and on about instrument. I didn't mean like he was going on and on, but he was talking about it. And also, see what I mean? They're using voice, but they didn't say anything. And therefore, I wasn't critical. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Here's another track by Jeanvoix from Quebec. Another instrumental band. Okay, this one's called Topographies. And I think there's a few parts to it, actually. Chaudière, Watershed, Esker, Thrust Fault, Prominence, Island, Parentage, and a reprise of Watershed. Now, is there... What? Are you sure?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So, here we go. This is the fourth track. Okay, welcome back to the rib. Right, so for the rest of the day, let's see what we have on the CITR 101.9 radio station. The only radio station. Okay, we have news at 5, and then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track with Philip D. And this week at 6 o'clock is Some Sound with Henry S. And then at 7:30, Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay, and The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9 o'clock until midnight when Vengeance Is Mine plays with Trevor Fielding. Okie doke. Let's see. Usually every second Tuesday, Son of Night Dreams with Jolly JT is playing at what time? Let's see. 6 o'clock. I actually saw John Tanner at the REM concert this weekend and got to introduce him to my dad, which was really cool. Because John Tanner's been on radio for 50 years. 50 years. That's awesome. My dad used to watch his public access TV shows where they had the first music videos to ever really come out play, like David Bowie and Iggy Pop, etc. So that's pretty cool. So check out his show as well. All right. Up next is something from the Thrill Jockey label, which is like one of my favorite labels. They have so much stuff coming out of Chicago there. It was released this year, and the band is called Human Bell, and this is their self-titled album, and it's Dave Human and Nathan Bell's guitar duets. They're both from Baltimore, and basically the first track here is what I'm going to be playing, and it's called A Change in Fortunes.
Thank you.
Okay, so show's almost over here. I was looking for the Normal Love CD, which I was also going to play. But it's not anymore in the show or in the station. It has disappeared. So, in a fit of semi-panic, I searched the database to see what I could put on and decided to look up any of David Byrne stuff. Because even though it may be totally not with the path that I've been going today, I really like David Byrne. And I found his album, which is the only one they actually had. Uh-oh, it's called. And it was released in 92. And I have never heard it. So I can't really say anything good or bad about it. By the way, this one has words, as David Byrne, being a singer, would do. So hopefully it's something good to say. Like I said, I haven't heard this album yet, but I guess I'll stop talking and just play it. Nicole, what's the song called?
The Cowboy. It's called...
Thanks, Robin. It's called The Cowboy Mamba, Hey Look at Me Now, and I selected it based off of the title, although you're not supposed to judge a book by the cover, but that's the best we can do right now.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Okay, well, let's see.
Can't find my way around this table, and I can't find my way around your face, and I can't find my way around your body, and wasted days turn into wasted nights. But hey, look at me now. Has been sold, and every heart that takes a chance is broken. Now, I don't see you laughing at us no more. Hey, look at you now. Flowers bloom, and we are flowers growing in God's garden, and that is why He spreads the shit around. But hey, look at us now. Hey, look at us now.
Hey, look at me now. Okay, so thanks for listening to The Rib. So that was David Byrne in his 90s phase. I'm not going to apologize for that because it was funny. And up next is news. So see you guys next week.